Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hardly a day goes by anymore without stories in the news about a well-known, highly respected corporation being caught deceiving its customers, or lying to the government, or breaking a state or federal law. YouTube, for example, of the Google Corporation, caught collecting personal information from children, then targeting the children with internet advertising. Google admitted wrongdoing and paid a $170 million fine after having been caught before that admitting deception and paying a $22 million fine. Like Walmart being caught and admitting bribery and paying a $1 billion fine. Like the pharmaceuticals, Eli Lilly, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson, caught promoting and selling misbranded drugs. Each of them paid a $1 billion fine. And the well-known and highly respected banking corporations, Goldman Sachs, caught selling bad mortgages, paid a $5 billion fine. Citigroup, bad mortgages, a $7 billion fine. J.P. Morgan Chase, $13 billion. Bank of America got caught, admitted fraud, and was fined $17 billion, one after another in the news, caught doing dirty deeds. One by one, they're easy to forget. Barclays, Deutsche Bank, Merrill Lynch, Panasonic, Volkswagen, Facebook, a bunch of them in the news together, they're hard to forget. Which they ought to be hard to forget, the bandits. Good they're being caught. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.